KJCC-FM, HD1, San Jose.
Hello, this is Adam Levine with Maroon 5.
Hello, this is Beyonce.
Hey, what's up? It's Katy Perry.
HD Radio.
Real campus, real radio, KJCC.
The only wrestling show in the South Bay, I bring you rants on the broad spectrum of professional wrestling from a hardcore fan's perspective. What's going on, everybody? Brian Maverick Bertrand here.
You're listening to Running the Ropes with Brian Maverick Bertrand on KJCC.
It's just been one of those weeks where you go around and you just get this greatest thing in the mail that is in the form of a great little audio setup mixer that just is fun to play with. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again, bringing you as much talk as I can within the next couple of hours. I'm flying solo today, so it's going to be shorter segments, but it's going to be more of the talk that, you know, you're used to from me. I know my voice can be annoying a lot, but hey, I appreciate you guys hanging in there. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. I just got some. Yesterday was a pretty big day for me because I got a couple of things earlier than I was supposed to. My truck has a busted fender on it, driver's side fender, actually. Let me turn myself up here. We actually just got the fender for the truck yesterday, but it's funny because earlier in that day, I got this awesome little Behringer Behringer Xenix 302 USB mixer. And now you can hear this great quality of yours truly in way better, you know, a home studio setup. So it's nothing that it's nothing that's going to be too far different from the studio quality that you hear when I'm over at KJCC all day. But again, you're listening to Running the Ropes on KJCC 104.1 FM, Real Campus Radio. Hello, San Jose City College. You're also hearing me on the Unchained Wrestling Network at unchained-wwe.com, the home of some great high-definition wallpapers for your computer, your Facebook, Google+, or cell phone, so check that out. Also, you're hearing me on the SNS Radio Network, home of the greatest wrestling-related and not-so-wrestling-related talk shows and podcasts on the internet today. So check them. So check all those great sites. Check them out. I can't wait. KJCC, of course, my little pet project at San Jose City College. I am the station manager over there, so it's good to be the king. So anyway, I've been watching quite a bit of the WWE Network more and more. I've really been getting into these documentaries of course, Beyond the Ring. They're bringing back those documentaries. I'm probably going to see a CM Punk one on there very soon, of course. But there's also, what else? WrestleMania Rewind, which is cool because it talks about certain wrestlers during WrestleMania that have big matches. Of course, this latest one they put up is the two matches that Bret Hart had at WrestleMania 10, first up against Owen Hart. Just dropped a Dixie cup. Owen Hart, and also after that he goes up against Yokozuna for the WWE title. So really good stuff. They talk about the story, like the backstage stuff going on, and how like, say if it was for Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels came up and how much attention that brought and things like that. You know, if you're a fan, like I am, as far as the spirit of, say, WrestleMania or WWF, WWE, and all that, if you're a fan of that, like I am, how I grew up with it in a positive manner, then you're going to love you will definitely love the WWE Network. And they're going to bring in more stuff soon, so that's going to be cool. But main event went over pretty well as far as that's concerned. As far as it concerned, I was very impressed with it. They're actually changing it up kind of to an older format, because Main Event used to be... Hold on here. Main Event used to be a... it was a classic show. It was the only show, the only like live wrestling show they've, or not live, but you know, wrestling show, live action that they've had that didn't have to do with promos and vignettes and things like that. This was like the wrestling matches, and when it was Saturday Night's Main Event on TV, it was big. So for you kids, see, and that's the one thing I hate about WWE Network is that there's not enough content. And I know they have a massive library. They can't just throw it all out there at once. And I can understand that. And I appreciate that. However, I mean, if you're going to have the entire library of WrestleMania on there, surely you're going to have enough to put for Raw or SmackDown. SmackDown doesn't have 1,000 episodes yet. So, I mean, you have all this time, and there's big gaps of time here with the Raw replays and all that. Of course, Raw is going to be still be on TV, and it's going to be on Hulu Plus. So, like, I'm not too worried about that. I'm on Hulu Plus now because a friend of mine's let me use his. But still, I mean, I just don't understand why there's like a lack of content. I mean, let's not even mention the horrible... the horrible selection they have for their ECW Hardcore TV section. I mean, yeah, it was early. It's early ECW before they became Extreme. But when you think about it, when you think about it on the end, on the aspect of, you know, good ECW matches, they're not there. Again, this is Eastern Championship Wrestling, back when they were still with the NWA and all that, so we don't have all that. I really want to see more. Is it really that difficult to put up ECW on TNN? Don't get me wrong, ECW on TNN wasn't, you know, the best, but it sure as hell was, you know, something. And I'm sure more people would come to see that more than the more than what you would think. So, just it doesn't. We just don't have it. I want to see more. I want more. That's what we all want, right? I'm sure, you know, I'm not the only one that feels the same way here. But considering the fact that you have this great, and don't get me wrong, what are you going to expect for $10 a month? Okay, I could take that argument. I could totally take that argument. But as far as everything else goes on Raw and all that, I would have liked to see more. But I have a feeling they're devoting more space online, not mainly for their archives, which is quite frankly stupid to me, because I mean that's your bread and butter you're messing with. But you're going after this demographic and all that, and you don't have enough. You're putting out more original programming. You're gonna have Legends House coming up. You're gonna have Monday Night Wars coming up, which is great. I want to see Monday Night Wars. I want to see all this stuff coming in, but you can't. I mean, from the aspect of I don't consider myself a super fan, but a fan. It just makes more sense to just set it up and to get everything, you know, going. I mean, another argument you could bring up is that they're still going through the mishaps and the you know, glitches and lag issues and all that, and that's fine, but you gotta remember, you know, you gotta bring the people back that have canceled, and you just finished up this whole 1 week trial gimmick, which is fine, but you gotta provide, If you're going to provide something for $10 a month, provide. Don't just sit there and go through it all and say, okay, well, we'll get that as soon as we'll release more of that when we have more Legends House updated or the next episode of Main Event or NXT and all that. By the way, NXT, awesome. I'm enjoying that so much more right now. But I mean, hey, you know what? It's still starting. It's still a starting point. And I think it's still, you know, something big that we're going to get into. And I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing how we're going to do this. And with everything going on, I'm sure we could definitely work on... I'm sure that they'll definitely work on getting more stuff up there. It's just a matter of time. And I'm just freaking impatient by it. I mean, I would love to just have it there and just to keep it going. So that's just my opinion on that. But anyway, we're coming up on the end of this segment. So, but definitely we're going to be talking more. We're going to talk Raw. We're going to talk the news. We're going to talk so much more. But anyway, before we do that, let me just let you know, if you want to check out some great NorCal action, All Pro Wrestling is making their return. I'm going to pull up the info right here, but they have been really working hard to keep everyone interested. And I think the guys at All Pro Wrestling have done such tremendous work. The passing of Roland Alexander, I've said this before, the passing of Roland was huge and was really hit. And I'm happy the guys at All Pro Wrestling came back. They just had an event on March 15th, and they're going to have more coming up soon. So stay tuned to keep checking allprowrestling.com. Coming up next, we're going to talk Raw. We're going to talk a little bit of Impact, because I didn't catch much of it this week, and so much more. So please stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
It's my favorite radio station.
Listen to it 24/7.
It's amazing.
KJCC.
Standing ovation here. Let's go to our ring announcer.
The following podcast is scheduled to take you back in time. Host, ring announcer Sean Beckerman brings you pro wrestling nostalgia, featuring classic moments and old school themes. So buckle up and go beyond the bell. Each and every week on the SNS Radio Network, it's go time!
Hey guys, it's Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ, all caps Sexay of the SNS Radio Network. If you're looking for the latest news in professional wrestling and, of course, some of the best columns on the World Wide Web today, visit headlocks2headlines.com. That's headlocks, the number two, headlines.com. It's the official news site of the SNS Radio Network. You should make it your official news site as well. Once again, www.headlocks2headlines.com.
Hey there, listeners of the SNS Radio Network. My wife here. Now, as most of you listeners know, I happen to promote my own albums every now and again. And the latest one is now available. Yes, Dream Sphere. The musical journey that takes you through the realm of fantasy is now available at mindwipestudios.info. 14 tracks plus a couple of bonus tracks, all available for the neat little price of $10 US. $10 US or A. So check it out today. It's got some great tracks, including Witchwood, Dreamsphere, Flights of Dragons, and many, many more. Dreamsphere, available at mindwipestudios.info.
We'll be right back.
this is Cary Silkin from Ring of Honor, and you're listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network.
All right, guys, welcome back to Running the Ropes right here on the SNS Radio Network, the Unchained Wrestling Network, and KJCC 104.1 FM Real Campus Radio back on the airwaves. Brian Maverick Bertrand back with you once again. We're going to go ahead and move on here. We just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Apparently, a lot of people like the fact that CM Punk is being seen on TV again. Or at least in public again. Because what really irritates me right now about the new, about wrestling news is that, I mean, they want to keep up with everybody, like paparazzi kind of BS, and I don't like that. I mean, granted, I love CM Punk. I love him to death. He's a great talent. I'm not even going to go into it, but the public needs to lay off him. At least, hope I spelled headlocks right, to headlines.com. Headlocksaliens.com, of course, the official news source of Running the Ropes. It just makes no sense that they're putting it out for me on that. So, but anyway, former WWE announcer Jonathan Coachman retweeted the following, or tweeted the following, I should say. He says, quote, "Hey, all of you at WWE fans, have a really cool announcement next month or so about something happening in the summer. Stand by." So take that for what you will. It's probably a big announcement. It's probably going to involve him coming back, maybe, which is cool. Hey, I like John. I like the coach. I didn't like him being a character on there, but I did like the coach's interviewing skills. And you know what? I love him. I hope he comes back. I hope he does double duty with WWE and ESPN, because he's a great ESPN announcer, ESPN anchor, I should say. According to PW Insider, WWE is inducting Razor Ramon character instead of Scott Hall himself, because they can always induct Hall at a later date with Kevin Nash as the outsiders. It's also reported that Vince McMahon is proud of the character. Now, take that for what you will, but to me, I think it's a slight jab. You know what I mean? Like, it's not big. He wasn't, of course, he's not too happy with what Hall's been doing, you know, outside of wrestling and you know, hitting rock bottom on that. That's how I'm looking at it. And he said, you know what? We're not going to do Scott Hall just because you had such success as Scott Hall, and you know, but you had original success with Razor Ramon. So there you go. As far as being inducted twice, I think that's awesome. Because that, hey, you know what? Another reason to, you know, Bay Area 31, just saying, you know, but anyway, they just, you know, Scott Hall at least is gonna be in the Hall of Fame anyway, and I think this is a good idea for them to go out and just, you know, let's just do it this way and just keep it that way, keep it as is. I think it's good. So there you go. Let's see, next one on here. Over on Twitter, WWE announced that Christian will not be getting his title match with Big E tonight. It was noted that Christian is suffering from a slight concussion. So, we're not sure how this is going to look for WrestleMania. If he's got a slight concussion, I don't know, man. I would rather have him go into it myself. So, Trish Stratus tweeted out, "It's official. I'm going to be hashtag Top Bees Night." I can't say the actual hashtag. At hashtag HOF 2014, with a 50% of Team Bestie inducting me at Amy Dumas. Wait, I don't. Oh, this is Lita. Sorry, Lita was tweeting this out. It's official. It's gonna be. It's gonna be a hashtag. Top B is night. I can't say it. At hashtag HOF 2014 with a 50% chance of hashtag Team Betsy inducting me. It's Trish Stratus. So good for you know Trish Stratus for doing it, because I think they were two of the biggest. It was always Trish Stratus and Lita on the same platform at that time. I mean, with everyone going on their thing and having that sexy female coming in and bringing a feminine touch to it works. It works out for everybody. So, according to PW Insider, TNA may end up running the Grand Ballroom of the Manhattan Center and not the Hammerstein Ballroom, as previously reported. I think that's an awesome idea. Grand Ballroom, I believe. I've never been to New York, but I'm sure Tony, the Bronx Father, can confirm this. The Grand Ballroom of the Manhattan Center was always a big spot for WWE, especially in the early days of Raw, I believe. I mean, they've done Raw in the Hammerstein Ballroom, the early days, Manhattan Center too, and they had a pretty big time at the Manhattan Center. So this will be good for them, I think. I think that's not too far from David Letterman's thing. So there you go. Let's see. As reported on Headlocks and Headlines, the Shield the plan is still for the Shield to split up soon. The plan is for Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose to play the heel tag team, while Roman Reigns will be booked as a top singles babyface. The apparent babyface turn by the Shield on Raw was done to accomplish two things. One, allow the New Age Outlaws to work a program with them, which they requested, and to better set up Reigns. And two, to better set up Reigns' big singles run. The idea was behind setting up Reigns' singles run is that it's better for Ambrose and Rollins to turn on Reigns than it is for Reigns to turn on Rollins and Ambrose. I can agree with that. I can see that. But see, my thing is that there is no camaraderie faction in WWE anymore. I mean, when do you think the Wyatts are going to split up? That's going to be what it's going to lead to, right? And all of a sudden, I mean, Rowan and Harper are going to be like buried. Bray Wyatt's going to get the, you know, big push. So where's the camaraderie at? Where's the factions at? We need factions again. I think that's what you know, we should get back to is bring back the team aspect of it, to look out for each other's backs and do that. Of course, I'm not saying, you know, bring in like 50 different ones and do, you know, a Latin version of one or a blue version of one or something like that, you know what I mean, with the NWO. But do it to where you have a small team and you keep it small. Like the Four Horsemen or the Shield or, you know, the Wyatt family. Keep them short. Three people, four people at the max. Five if you want a manager. But I think the way that the Shield and the Wyatts are right now, granted, it's a feud, it's an entertaining feud, but when you really, really get down to it, there's no point. And I think turning the Shield face was a bad idea from the start, because They're the professionals. They're the mercenaries. They're the hounds of justice. The whole, you know, aspect of it, it just ruins it when all you're gonna do is just, you know, just split up later on. What's the point of even, you know, coming into it? And another thing too is that you have all these great superstars lined up, ready to go, but nothing's happening. I don't know what's up with that, but But I mean, if you keep two factions, Shield and the Wyatts, bring in two more for SmackDown. You know, don't do 3MB. Kill 3MB. Take all three of them out to pasture. Take them down. And then bring in, you know, someone else. Bring in more people that could do it. That's what NXT's for. I mean, without NXT, we wouldn't have the Shield. We wouldn't have the Wyatts. We wouldn't have, you know, a lot of what's already on there. So that's cool. I think they really should take out 3MB and just put in new people. That's just my opinion. So, but that's cool.
JCC.
Hey guys, JJ Sexay here. Are you looking for the latest news in both professional wrestling and mixed martial arts? Well, check out www.wrestling-online.com. Sign up for one of the longest running newsletters in professional wrestling, over 16 years, and just like Wrestling News Live, it's absolutely free. Join over 27,000 other subscribers, wrestling-online.com.
You will learn to pronounce my name properly.
Wrestling-online.com.
Hey guys, this is Ashley.
And this is Sandro.
And we're here to make sure that you check out the whole indie show each week on the SNS Radio Network, as both of us, along with our other co-host Randy, cover everything that you need to know on all things indie wrestling.
It's your place for all the most recent indie news and event results, reviews of the latest shows from all the major promotions, and previews for all the upcoming events. We also want your feedback on any indie stuff you may have seen as well.
Plus, you know, you never know, you might even get a few paperclip references now and then. So for all that and much more, listen to the whole indie show every week here on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey there, listeners of the SNS Radio Network, my wife here. Now, as most of you listeners know, I happen to promote my own albums every now and again, and the latest one is now available. Yes, Dream Sphere. The musical journey that takes you through the realm of fantasy is now available at mindwipestudios.info. 14 tracks plus a couple of bonus tracks, all available for the neat little price of $10 US. $10 US or A. So check it out today. It's got some great tracks, including Witchwood, Dream Sphere, Flights of Dragons, and many, many more. DreamSphere, available at mindwipestudios.info.
Hey fans, ring announcer Sean Beckerman here. Want to go back in time and relive the greatest and worst in the world of sports entertainment? From all-time favorite matches to the worst gimmicks in pro wrestling, we cover it all. So join us each and every week on the SNS Radio Network as we go beyond the bell.
This is Petey Williams, the definition of definition, and you're running the ropes with SNS Radio Network.
Welcome back to Running the Ropes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you on KJCC Real Campus Radio, the SNS Radio Network, and the Unchained Wrestling Network at unchained-ww.com. Brian Maverick Bertrand again with you here. You know, it's really hard doing not a live show because then you have like other obligations, like a new nephew and school and all that other stuff. So it's a little hard. So I you know, just gotta bear with it, you know. But anyway, I was listening to the radio last night, and I heard this guy who's coming to 95.7 The Game. If you want to call it, is I think it's KGMZ or something like that. It's a newer station. It's not, you know, it's not on the level of ESPN Radio, although it is an ESPN Radio affiliate, so you do have ESPN Radio on there. But a guy on there named Damon Bruce, apparently he's like a little feud with Keith Olbermann, who I am a pretty good fan of. That guy is a logical, Keith Olbermann is a logical person to me. But he has this show coming to the game on Monday, Monday the 31st, and he said something during one of his commercials that really caught my attention. And he said that we are in a not good enough era in sports, and I look upon that, and he kind of laid it down. And I'm going to bring this in the wrestling, but he said that, you know, you have Scottie Pippen, you have Michael Kukoc and all that, but they're not Jordan, so they suck. You know, you have Brent Jones, Terrell Owens, but if they're not Steve Young and Jerry Rice, they suck. And I could agree with that. And honestly, I put that in the same regard as professional wrestling as well. You have guys like Eric Young, Bobby Roode, you know, these great athletes, but if they're not Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, you know, Samoa Joe, they suck. I guess you could apply it to Magnus as well, even though he is currently the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So, I mean, it could play out in a lot of different ways. But when you get into it, sorry, my nephew's in the room with me here. But when you think about it too, WWE has the same thing. You have guys like Dolph Ziggler, the Usos, God, who else? I want to say Zack Ryder. I want to say all these other great wrestlers in WWE. But if they're not on the level of John Cena, Daniel Bryan, Triple H, Kane, Undertaker, they absolutely suck. And personally, that's how wrestling has always been, is that we're in an era where it's not good enough anymore. You had, you know, when I'm talking about the not good enough era in wrestling, I'm not talking about to the fans, because the fans have ultimately gave their opinion. They want Daniel Bryan. They think Daniel Bryan is a major player, and in all respects, he is. But I'm talking about it more in a backstage area, more so than anything else, because you have these guys that just work their asses off and really set the tone for the next week, you know. And it's very rare to see them get a main event spotlight. Look at Big E Langston. Look at how he came up. He came up, I don't know if he's been in the independents or not, but when you think about it, he has every bit of talent as a main event guy, but he only achieved level of, but if he's not John Cena, Triple H, Kane, Undertaker, you know, a major main event player for the WWE title, if he's not Randy Orton, if he's not a second or third generation star, then he sucks. Then he's not good enough. They don't think they're not gonna put him in a good spot, because he doesn't have what they want in a main event guy yet. So just the fact that they have all this stuff going on in WWE, and yet guys are slipping through the cracks. But at the same time, you know, the fans could also think too. Think about it with independent wrestling. If you're not, look at it how TNA is doing for, you know, when they're trying to figure out a deal. if they're not WWE, they suck. If they're not WCW, they suck. They're not worth it. We're not going to take a chance on a new wrestling promotion when you're not even, you know, WWE. And that's why they needed to get, you know, major wrestlers. And that's how I look at it. It may not be right. It's not right. Honestly, I think it's crap. I think the casual fans should look at it more as, oh, look, another wrestling company. They're going to have maybe some major stars on there. Okay, let's do that. You know, and honestly, that's how I think, that's what I think about it when Ring of Honor is looking for TV deals. Whenever we hear about that, and I'm sure they don't make it, you know, private, but they really do want to, I'm sure they really want to find something out of, you know, possibly more open than Sinclair Broadcasting Group. I wonder if they're going to do like more media things, like with, of course, like with what Jeff Jarrett's doing with CMT and all that. And yet, if they're not WWE, then they absolutely suck. And I personally think that with everything going with wrestling the way it is, it does again go back to the general public. The general public does not take wrestling seriously. And I mean, ask a fan who used to watch it, ask a fan who doesn't watch it, and ask a fan who still watches it. You know, the ultimate consensus is going to be, if it's not WWE, then what's the point? So, but I mean, I just think that with everything, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking, you know, above my head here, but I believe that with it, but I just think that with the not good enough era, I think that's exactly where the general populace has been placed. So, just one of those unfortunate circumstances as far as just getting the word out there. And just keeping everything together, but yet people want WWE on their networks. People want to, you know, post all this stuff up there. WWE has their own network now. They don't need to go anywhere else. They could just keep all their programming live on the WWE network. So, you know how that goes. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on now to some WWE Raw. And I think that with everything, with everything leading up to WrestleMania, it's just going to be one of those major, major things that I think WWE can really step up on. But I'm not liking the fact that we had that I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what I don't like. I don't know what I don't like anymore. And because honestly, TNA broke my back. But I think I haven't watched much TNA, if any of it. I'll still go through like the quick results and all that for you who, if you haven't watched it and want to be informed. But I mean, for now, we have WWE Raw coming to you live from, let me see here. This is from March 24th from Brooklyn, New York. Starts out with Stephanie McMahon coming down to the ring. Commentators remind the audience about the brutal beatdown with Daniel Bryan faced at the hands of Triple H. But Stephanie begins announcing that Daniel Bryan will not be here this week. Of course, many people were booing this one. And it just, it went, the assault on Daniel Bryan went way too far, and she agrees, but she was leading the fans down, hold on, she thought it was necessary to send a message. The so-called Yes Movement, she says the so-called Yes Movement has created a false leader and is leading the fans down the wrong direction. Yes, thank you, Pastor Stephanie. After her little diatribe with Triple H and all that, Randy Orton's music hits, and he makes his way to the ring Orton does say that he's not out here to disagree with Stephanie or disrespect her. However, Orton will do what is necessary if Triple H makes it to the main event. Orton then points out that the whole host of sponsors and executives will be present at WrestleMania. The fans are chanting loudly for Daniel Bryan at this point, so Stephanie interrupts them to point out that no matter how much they chant, he's not going to show up. Orton says that it would be in Triple H's best interest if Stephanie can talk to him outside the match. I know, dude, right? My nephew's over here just talking away. He's starting to talk now. After that, Batista's music hits and he makes his way down to the ring, claiming that everyone is missing the big picture, that Batista will be the next champion. Batista's mic starts to cut out, and he tells the fans to deal with it, so he starts talking to Stephanie, who stops him, and there you go. Anyway, how far are we here? How much time do we have? Oh, we don't have much time left, so... that being said, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we're going to get to the matches here in a bit. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Non-stop hits all day long. KJCC.
Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. And make sure you're checking out SNS Unplugged each and every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as myself and Bronxzilla, Tony J. Mirabella, bring you the latest news of the week, sponsored by wrestling-online.com, the NXT Rewind with Anthony Farley, everything that went down on Raw via the Raw Reaction, plus your phone calls and emails, and you never know what craziness might happen on the show. Once again, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, SNS Unplugged, exclusively on the SNS Radio Network, www.snsradionetwork.com. It's unscripted. Uncensored. Unbelievable. It's Unplugged. Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. Just a reminder for you to listen to Sunday Night Showdown every pay-per-view Sunday, as I'll be joined by my broadcast partner, the Bronx Father, Tony J. Mirabella, Harmony Boom Boom Jackson, and Mark the Shark DiCarlo, as we provide the best pay-per-view coverage of the WWE. And it starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, every pay-per-view Sunday. Sunday Night Showdown, your home for WWE pay-per-view coverage.
Hey guys, everybody, my loyal twinions et al. This is Katarina Waters, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Katie Lee, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Winter, and you are listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Network.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Running the Ropes right here on the Unchained Wrestling Network, the SNS Radio Network, and KJCC 104.1 FM Real Campus Radio. Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again, bringing you more of Raw. Before we went off the air, we told you that Stephanie McMahon and Randy Orton and Batista were all in the ring. Batista, of course, cutting his little promo against Orton, but really doesn't acknowledge. It's funny how they don't acknowledge the fact that Daniel Bryan could be in this match and could be champion. Just saying, bro, you just got to do it right. Anyway, after that, we have the Fatal 4-Way match between Christian, Sheamus, Dolph Ziggler, and Alberto Del Rio, with Christian winning his spot. But it looks like something's going on with main event later, and I'll get to that after we finish here. After the match, Big E enters the ring and tries to shake Christian's hand, but Christian laughs it off. So they announce Big E versus Christian for the Intercontinental title in the main event. So after that, Bray Wyatt and his family appear on the Titantron, saying that people do usually believe in the things they cannot see or touch, but in the case of John Cena, everyone can see him. It's impossible to miss his billboards and spots. Wyatt claims to be the way to eternal pain. Bray stands beyond time, asking how Cena expects to harm something he cannot feel, or that cannot feel. Harper says they hear Cena, and now they're coming to find him. And it cuts to commercial break. Very, very cool little ominous kind of thing. So after the commercial break, there's a sneak peek of Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery, which I just saw over at the grocery store yesterday, which I didn't pick up, but I'm thinking about it. Just to keep it in a collection, you know, maybe get some money out of it. Anyway, after that, the Mystery Machine appears. Sin Cara comes out first, and a costumed Scooby-Doo follows. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Sin Cara and Scooby-Doo against Damian Sandow, to which Sin Cara did win a very quick jobber match. So there you go. After that, a quick jobber match. Los Matadores over Ryback and Curtis Axel. But after the match, the Shield surrounds the ring, and Los Matadores immediately head to the back. Rowan pulls Axel out of the ring, and Rollins and Ambrose work on Ryback. Axel's tossed into the barricade, with Reigns flying into the ring and hits a spear on Ryback. The Shield lifts Ryback into a triple powerbomb and ends to commercial. After the commercial break now, Michael Cole and Triple H are sitting in chairs and all that. But see, I'm going to go ahead and skip that. It's just to hype up his match with Daniel Bryan and then against Randy Orton and Batista. But he says at the end here, the reality era means that he's going to walk out of WrestleMania with the championship. So he just promotes himself to win the championship. If you're hearing something in the background, my nephew's watching. I'm having my nephew watch Doctor Who while I'm doing the show. Cody Rhodes defeats Fandango. Hulk Hogan's music then hits. The immortal Hulk Hogan wearing Mortal Hulk Hogan makes his way to the ring, takes a moment to pose for the ring. He's Hulk Hogan, he's got to do it. But people need to realize that WrestleMania is only 2 weeks away, and he just promotes WWE Network and how they're going to have WrestleMania 30 on there. But then he introduces Arnold Schwarzenegger and Joe Manganiello, I guess. For Arnold speaking and how excited he is to be back in WWE, says it's incredibly excited to be both hosting Raw and in the ring with two legends. With the fighting and the punching and the bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Anyway, but yeah, I thought it was cool. The Miz decides to interrupt, coming down to the ring, and Miz says no one in this ring belongs there except himself. Joe Manganiello steps in the way says that if he wants to leave, then Miz should go ahead and try. Joe then punches Miz in the chest. Miz puts up his hands like he's going to leave, tries to throw a punch. Joe punches him, Arnold joins in, and then Hulk Hogan tosses Miz over the top rope. And he only did that because we know he can't do a leg drop anymore, and that's unfortunate. Anyway, cuts a commercial coming back. Big Show defeats Titus O'Neil in a quick jobber match. Of course, that makes sense because Titus O'Neil compared to Big Show? Nah. Anyway, after that, Stephanie and Triple H go in their office as the Shield approaches and they talk. And the Authority confronts the Shield over their recent actions as of late and decides to go on to the tirade. After the commercial break on that one, we have a main event. Oh, how far do we have here? Oh, good. We still have time. We have a semi-main event. John Cena defeating Luke Hart. There's a no contest, so the bell never officially rang. But the Wyatt family put a big beat down on Cena, tied him in the ropes, and then sheet mask. So, there you go. After the match, Naomi wins a Divas title match via countout, so the title stays on AJ Lee. Vicky Guerrero then comes out and announces the Vicky Guerrero Invitational with the Divas title involving Naomi, Cameron, the Bella Twins, Natalia, Eve Marie, which I don't understand why she's even a part of that match. Emma, Oksana, Alicia Fox, same thing with her. Summer Rae, Rosa Mendez, Layla, and Tamina. So, there you go. So, now it looks like AJ Lee is all alone in this match as she goes in to defend her title against all the females on the roster. So, there you go. After the match, after the commercial break, we get to see the Shield take on the Real Americans in what I believe is a 3-on-2 match, which is actually kind of like not very common. But anyway, the match goes to, it doesn't say who is on there, but it doesn't, I'm trying to look for like if they had a winner, but I don't remember if they had a winner. I think it was a no contest. So it cuts to commercial. And Paul Heyman comes down to the ring, and Paul Heyman, Undertaker, go against each other. Now they fight. Undertaker and Brock Lesnar fight in the ring. The casket opens with Taker inside, rolling his eyes and sitting up. They cut promos, and Taker decks. Heyman and Lesnar cut promos before that, and after the Undertaker's revealed. Lesnar is thrown over the top rope and onto the casket. Lesnar and Heyman stare down Taker as they go up the ramp. So there you go. That was Raw from Brooklyn, New York for March 24th. So, all in all, I thought it was good. I mean, I'll give it a C+. It promoted the crap out of WrestleMania. So, there you go. So anyway. We're gonna go ahead and take another break. When we come back, I'm gonna give more thoughts on Impact and maybe do some more stuff. So excuse me for a bit. I gotta take care of my nephew and I gotta call a softball game. So not live. So we're gonna take this on the road. So you're listening to Running the Ropes here on KJCC, SNS Radio Network, and KJCC.
JCC.
Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. Just a reminder for you to listen to Sunday Night Showdown every pay-per-view Sunday, as I'll be joined by my broadcast partner, the Bronx Father, Tony J. Mirabella, Harmony Boom Boom Jackson, and Mark the Shark DiCarlo, as we provide the best pay-per-view coverage of the WWE. And it starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, every pay-per-view Sunday. Sunday Night Showdown, your home for WWE pay-per-view coverage.
The following podcast is scheduled to take you back in time. Host, ring announcer Sean Beckerman brings you pro wrestling nostalgia, featuring classic moments and old school themes. So buckle up and go beyond the bell. Each and every week on the SNS Radio Network, it's go time.
Hey guys, JJ Sexay here. Are you looking for the latest news in both professional wrestling and mixed martial arts? Well, check out www.wrestling-online.com. Sign up for one of the longest running newsletters in professional wrestling, over 16 years, and just like Wrestling News Live, it's absolutely free. Join over 27,000 other subscribers, wrestling-online.com.
You will learn to pronounce my name properly.
Wrestling-online.com.
Hey there, listeners of the SNS Radio Network. My wife here. Now, as most of you listeners know, I happen to promote my own albums every now and again, and the latest one is now available. Yes, Dream Sphere. The musical journey that takes you through the realm of fantasy is now available at mindwipestudios.info. 14 tracks plus a couple of bonus tracks, all available for the neat little price of $10 US. $10 US or A. So check it out today. It's got some great tracks, including Witchwood, Dream Sphere, Lights of Dragons, and many, many more. DreamSphere, available at mindwipestudios.info.
What's going on? This is Kazarian.
And this is the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
You're listening to Running the Ropes
on the Unchained Wrestling Network. Booyah!
Don't you just hate it when someone yells into the phone and just goes booyah like that? Yeah, that's all right though. I'm not gonna fault Christopher Daniels for that. I mean, hey, you know what? He's in the ring and I'm not, so. Gotta respect them on that. Anyways, welcome back to Running the Ropes right here on the KJCC Real Campus Radio, also online at live at KJCCLive.com, SNSRadioNetwork.com, and Unchained-WWE.com. Just, you know, hanging out, talking some wrestling and all that. Last time we talked, we were talking about Raw and how that ended. I don't think I gave my letter grade for that. Personally, I thought it did its job. If I had to give it a letter grade, I'd probably give it a C plus. I think that's what I said. But yeah, I mean, it was all right. I mean, it wasn't anything to, you know, write home about, but at least it did its job. It announced more matches, and now we have an actual card for WrestleMania 30, and that, I believe, is surprising. So, yeah, you know what? Without further ado, let's go ahead and get things started here. Go ahead and fire it up. We're going to play this WrestleMania theme underneath because, you know, it's time. WrestleMania 30 coming to you from the beautiful state of Louisiana and the great city. I've walked through it myself. It's never a bad time to get down to Bourbon Street in the French Quarter and, you know, take a few drinks, stop at the food there and all that. WrestleMania 30 coming to us from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was going to say New Orleans, California. That doesn't make sense. But let's go ahead and bring this up. There's 8 matches that are going to be part of WrestleMania. A pre-show match, possibly with NXT talent, is also likely, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. Total of 64 wrestlers on the crowd. So there you go. We're going to have, first up here, the Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational. Participants include AJ Lee, Naomi, Cameron, AJ Lee, the Funkadactyls, the Bella Twins, Natalia, Eva Marie, which I'm not sure why she's on the card, same thing with Cameron, but that's just me, Emma, Oksana, Alicia Fox, Summer Rae, Rosa Mendez, Layla, and Tamina Snuka. A 14-women matchup will most likely be first fall to the finish, which I don't understand. It will be tough to book. Four-way would have been better for sure. I can agree with what this says here. I'm grabbing this card off of whatculture.com, by the way. So, coming up next, the WWE Tag Team Titles, the Usos versus Ryback Baxel, and I guess a possible addition of Cesaro and Jack Swagger, but we'll see how they do here. This one, I believe, is not official yet, but. It's because as of last week, we heard that Cesaro and Swagger, or the Real Americans, were going to be part of this match. So we'll see what happens here. Maybe they might take out Ryback, because I don't see why they would go for the tag team titles at WrestleMania, out of all places. Cesaro and Jack Swagger would be the better entrance, I believe. Better fanfare, so. 30-man Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Participants include Mark Henry, the World's Strongest Man, Kofi Kingston, Dashing Cody Rhodes, I'm going to use that again, Sheamus, Christian, Fandango, Jinder Mahal, I have to add the in there, else it wouldn't seem right, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Damian Sandow, Heath Slater, The Miz, Goldust, Big E, Big Show, Alberto Del Rio, Titus O'Neil, Brodus Clay, Darren Young, so we're going to see O'Neil and Young go at it, Justin Gabriel, R-Truth, Rey Mysterio, The Great Khali, Santino Marella, Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, and 4 more superstars that have not been announced yet. So we're going to see more of that coming up soon. Next up here, we have Kane and the New Age Outlaws taking on the Shield. This was made official on Raw on Monday. Expect the Shield to get the victory. Actually, this was made official on Raw, so it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to seeing how they take on the team of veterans that are Kane and the New Age Outlaws. Of course, all of them have been in the WWE for quite a while, so I'm looking forward to that. They're going into the 4 main events here. Let's start this song. Let's put this one back on there. Play. Where was I here? There we go. Going into the first of 4 main events. And this is a lot of main events on the card. So, John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. Now, this one stemmed for a while. Of course, John Cena wanting to prove that he's not a weak man, that he can hold his own, and Bray Wyatt just putting in those mind games. Of course, after what happened on Raw, it was pretty big. So after that, we're going to see Undertaker defend the streak against the next big thing, Brock Lesnar. I'm not going to do the whole thing. The Beast Incarnate, as they call him. Incarnate, as they call him. So no stipulation for the match except for, of course, the streak going on. We saw Taker in a casket, but it might be changed to a casket match, which I highly doubt. Well, actually, no. With the casket match, I could see that happening. And make it a no DQ casket match. The first person, like how they did the dumpster match at WrestleMania 14. So to throw someone in the casket to, you know, nail it shut or something, that would be, that would, I think, be pretty epic. And finally, we could see what happens. And you never know. I mean, we still have a little bit of time before April 6th, so we'll see what happens there. I'm looking very much forward to this. Probably my favorite card on the match on the card. After this is Triple H versus Daniel Bryan, with the winner being inserted in the World Heavyweight Championship match, which is going to take place, which is listed right after this. I'm not sure if this is going to be in the first hour of the broadcast or what, because I can understand that, because I'm sure they're going to fight really hard. They're going to wrestle really hard and just give the fans a show. They're going to need some time off. They're going to need some time between then. So, and finally, for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, third generation superstar Randy Orton takes on the returning Batista in his first WrestleMania in 8 years. Right? 8 years? Nine years? Something like that? With versus the winner of Triple H versus Daniel Bryan. We all know, if it's not Daniel Bryan, it would be very shocking. I mean, this whole WrestleMania has been set up, I believe, to make Daniel Bryan the WWE champion. And I really am looking forward to seeing that happen myself. So anyway, went off a little, let me fade that out easier for you guys. Not much easier though, but I just think that with WWE coming in, I do like how everything is set up. I love WrestleMania, the fanfare WrestleMania's been getting now. It's coming along a lot better than expected. I don't want to, and hey, don't get me wrong. I honestly did not want to see Batista becoming WWE champion. I don't even think he should. I mean, we all agree. Everyone on here agrees on SNS, on KJCC, on Unchained. We all agree. Batista does not deserve the belt. He just came back. They wanted to make this, and personally, I look at it like this. Daniel Bryan, this whole thing with Triple H and all that, and Batista coming in, I have a feeling this is like their new setup for Daniel Bryan. This is like their new Cena versus Cena Rock, just without The Rock. And I mean, I can understand the big presence that Batista has, but I mean, this is Daniel Bryan's version of Cena Rock. The Rock scene, I should say. Twice, but not twice in a lifetime like they tried to do the last couple of years. But, I mean, hey, if he does two great matches, I would be happy. And Shawn Michaels would be ecstatic. I mean, he trained under Shawn Michaels. He trained at Daniel Bryan trained at been at APW as well. He also trained down in Inoki Dojo in Malibu New Japan. I believe it's New Japan for during that time and what have you. But I mean, just the fact that we have all this. These great matches coming together nicely. We're not sure exactly on the order. Card is subject to change. We don't know if Christian and Sheamus are going to fight. We still have another week. We did see Sheamus. Where did I see Sheamus? Sheamus is in the 30-man Andre the Giant Battle Royal. So probably not. They might fight during the battle royal, which is cool. And then they're gonna wrestle at Extreme Rules, but I don't know. One undercard match I'm looking at that I'm hopefully really want to see besides the tag team title match, because I kind of like this one if they change it to Cesaro, to the Real Americans. The other match is the six man. Kane and the New Age Outlaws against Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose, the Shield. Because I like the Shield. I personally believe it's way, way too freaking early that they've turned the Shield face. I mean, it's too early, and I talked about this with Frost Gun earlier today, not with Frost Gun, but another wrestling fan that was with the radio station before. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. We get back, we're going to talk more about WrestleMania coming up on April 6th. We're going to talk about everything going on that day, because Game of Thrones is premiering that day too, so a whole lot more, even maybe some predictions with Jeff Jarrett's thing. So we'll do that and cross over to TNA. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Running the Ropes right here on SNS Radio Network, Unchained and KJCC. We'll be back.
Download the Live 365 app to your smartphone and take KJCC with you anywhere. Real campus, real radio, KJCC.
Hi guys, this is Robo the Hobo with KJCC Real Campus Radio. The San Jose State Valley Foundation School of Nursing, in partnership with the Dorothy J. Carson Memorial Scholarship, offers full ride scholarships to multiple nursing students that demonstrate both academic success and a financial need. Applications are handled through the San Jose State Office of Financial Aid and Scholarship Office. For any more information, please visit djcms.org. Again, I'm Robo the Hobo, and you're listening to KJCC.
Hey there, listeners of the SNS Radio Network, my wife here. Now, as most of you listeners know, I happen to promote my own albums every now and again, and the latest one is now available. Yes, Dream Sphere. The musical journey that takes you through the realm of fantasy is now available at mindwipestudios.info. 14 tracks plus a couple of bonus tracks, all available for the neat little price of $10 US. $10 US a day. So check it out today. It's got some great tracks, including Witchwood, Dreamsphere, Flights of Dragons, and many, many more. Dreamsphere, available at mindwipestudios.info.
Hey guys, this is Ashley.
And this is Sandro.
And we're here to make sure that you check out the whole indie show each week on the SNS Radio Network, as both of us, along with our other co-host Randy, cover everything that you need to know on all things indie wrestling.
It's your place for all the most recent indie news and event results, reviews of the latest shows from all the major promotions, and previews for all the upcoming events. We also want your feedback on any indie stuff you may have seen as well.
Plus, you know, you never know, you might even get a few paperclip references now and then. So for all that and much more, listen to the whole indie show every week here on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. And make sure you're checking out SNS Unplugged each and every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as myself and Bronxzilla, Tony J. Mirabella, bring you the latest news of the week, sponsored by Wrestling-Online.com, the NXT Rewind with Anthony Farley, everything that went down on Raw via the Raw Reaction, plus your phone calls and emails, and you never know what craziness might happen on the show. Once again, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, SNS Unplugged, exclusively on the SNS Radio Network, www.snsradionetwork.com. It's unscripted, uncensored, unbelievable. It's Unplugged.
Better call somebody.
It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog Jesse James, and you're listening to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Network, the KJCC Real Campus Radio, and on the SNS Radio Network, Brian Maverick Bertrand with you once again. Just, you know, I know I sound a bit quieter. I sound like I'm not really trying to wake people up here. Excuse me. I have a baby nephew, and he's kind of sleeping right now, so I'm trying to keep as really quiet as I can. So, we were talking about WrestleMania earlier, and, you know, I was kind of down on it before, and I know, like, the majority of the fans were as well, mainly because of the main event picture, but now it looks like we have a better card going into it, so thankfully we can, you know, maybe get something good out of it. I mean, it's shaping up to be good. It's coming up really close, so it's just a matter of time now before we get to see, like, the real big thing coming in. And you never know, the streak might end. I mean, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, you know, you've said it before, you know, and I'll say it again, Undertaker still has not beaten Brock Lesnar at a pay-per-view ever since the original introduction of Brock Lesnar. So, I mean, it's a factor, and it's just one of those crazy, crazy ideas that, hey, you know what, why don't we try and take down the streak? Why don't we do it this year? You know, it's WrestleMania 30, it's the biggest show in our history. I mean, what started out as a really risky concept could have been, you know, a disaster, but now look at it, 30 years, and it's the platform for every professional wrestler today and for years to come to be a big part of that. I mean, and that's just the thing we got to look at, is that we can't be really, I don't like to be really critical about WrestleMania. I don't like to, you know, expose the negatives and, you know, not give the positives and all that, mainly because, you know, I'm the type of guy that loves Christmas. I'm like Mick Foley like that. I love the spirit of Christmas. I'm not religious, not very religious. I'm not, you know, spiritual. I'm not down like that. But when you think about it, the feeling of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas is a very positive one. If you look past all the Santas and the Jesus Christ birth and all that, you know, that's, you know, the positive Christmas stuff is there. So we just gotta, you know, remember that. And I think that WrestleMania for me is the same way as someone would do the Super Bowl, the World Series, which I'm looking forward to, and just like other big sporting events. I put it on that caliber, and I'm sure a lot of people, especially WWE themselves, you know, they put that on that caliber because that's the show. And every wrestler that I've had the pleasure to you know, watch locally and all that, and even, you know, kind of train with a little bit, they, you know, always said, this is your moment, this is what, you know, when you want to decide to get up on WrestleMania to be like Chris Jericho right now, and he, you know, this is Stone Cold, this is The Rock, this is all that, this is what you want. So WrestleMania for me is like a special place in my, you know, my life, and I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but I certainly have. It shows that, you know, they're gonna pull out the big guns. They have to do it. This is, you know, their thing. You know, some might not be as good as others. I mean, God, let's not forget WrestleMania 27. I was actually really disappointed in that, but I'm never too critical, because at the end of the day, I know what's going on. I know what it means. I understand what it means for these guys, and they just want to entertain. I mean, they love it, and they're earning enough to really make it their job. So, I mean, if they're going to pay these guys baseline $150,000 a year to $4 million a year, you know, you think they're going to turn that down? Hell no. I know I won't. Jeez. But still, you know, and when you have a big event like that, it really, really sets the bar, sets the tone for the rest of the year. It's like Daytona 500. It sets the bar for the entire year. So I think that's what everyone has to realize at the end of the day. But let's move on, because there's a lot of stuff going on WrestleMania weekend. Of course, like I said before the break, Game of Thrones is actually premiering that day. Jeff Jarrett has an announcement regarding his wrestling promotion. They have a big announcement date of April the 7th, which is the night after Raw.
Excuse me. Sorry. Whoa.
I knocked my microphone over for a second. Sorry about that. But just one of those crazy, like, moments in wrestling where, you know, they have. So, also, I believe there's also a weekend. There's, like, a whole bunch of party weekends and events. I'm going to do a Google search. Events on WrestleMania weekend. See what happens when I pull it up. They're going to have, of course, WWE is going to be all over, is going to be all over the place on, at New Orleans, that entire week. They always do that every year. So, starting on Thursday, April 3rd, they're having the access, so we're going to get stuff from that. And we did hear that there's going to be some stuff on the live network about starting about the time of WrestleMania access. Probably a panel, probably something to put out there. See, and what I want to see, though, is WWE doing a panel. I'm coming in kind of loud, aren't I? Wow, sorry. I want to see WWE come in and do a panel for WrestleMania weekend or WrestleMania week and just completely go off character, go out of character completely. You know, appeal to the hardcore fans. Appeal to the people who pass on, who see your message and pass it on to their sons, their daughters, their nephews, their nieces, their cousins, their friends, their parents, you know, people like me who know this stuff and know that the spirit of WrestleMania exists in us all. I mean, we're going to be critical. We're going to be really critical because we're passionate that much. And I think that with WWE going towards putting Batista in the main event, no one wanted to see that. But then you throw in the Daniel Bryan. If whoever wins a double, whoever wins Triple H and Daniel Bryan is going to go on for the triple threat. That's awesome. But I mean, you got to look at it another way too. You got to look at it as if you really want to do this as far as the big guns go. So they can do it. They're really, I mean, God, they're WWE for God's sakes. You know, that's their level of promotion, production, and you know, this is everything to us. You know, for some, it was WCW or World Class or AWA or whatever. But now, in this day and age, it's WWE. Because WWE has been the biggest name out there for many years. So, you know, as first as WWF and now WWE, but it's still the same company. It's still the same MO. The you know, it's what we know. And that's why I think they should do a panel for WrestleMania Access for the hardcore fans, for the IWC. Call it the IWC panel. You know, no holds barred panel. There you go. Boom. Perfect. I'll take my residual check. It's cool. You can take it. Just give me money for it. Just saying. So, but anyway, I got some more news coming up. I'm gonna take a break here. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a break here, and when I get back, I'm going to share the news and so much more. And do my final thought. Get the show uploaded. We're right back to this.
Real Radio, KJCC.
Standing ovation here. Let's go to our ring announcer.
The following podcast is scheduled to take you back in time. Host, ring announcer Sean Beckerman brings you pro wrestling nostalgia, featuring classic moments and old school themes. So buckle up and go beyond the bell each and every week on the SNS Radio Network. It's go time!
Hey, wrestling fans. Do you want a break from the day-to-day ins and outs of the WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor? Do you like talk radio that pulls no punches? And do you like your sci-fi and fantasy? Well, tune in to the Elite Force podcast each and every midweek with Chuck W. and each weekend with William Walkie Walker and Mindwipe. Exclusively on the SNS Radio Network and the Chris Jones Gaming Network. Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
What up, folks? This is Eric E. Dubzaline, a student here at San Jose City College and Beat Junkie Authority. Join me and my charismatic sidekick, Daniel D. Money Habteus, every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. for the Offbeat Radio Show. We always play records that are left of center and off the beaten path. Hip-hop, techno, breaks, alternative, whatever. Get over the hump and tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. for the Offbeat Radio Show. This is Eric E. Dubzaline for KJCC.
Hey guys, it's me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson. And make sure you're checking out SNS Unplugged each and every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as myself and Bronxzilla Tony J. Mirabella, bring you the latest news of the week, sponsored by wrestling-online.com, the NXT Rewind with Anthony Farley, everything that went down on Raw via the Raw Reaction, plus your phone calls and emails, and you never know what craziness might happen on the show. Once again, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, SNS Unplugged, exclusively on the SNS Radio Network, www.snsradionetwork.com. It's unscripted, uncensored, unbelievable. It's Unplugged.
Big Vito, and all I gotta tell you is listen to Running the Ropes on the Unchained Wrestling Network. That's Running the Ropes at the Unchained Wrestling Network. Because on the Pavarotti of Hard Shots to the Body, that Paisan has got it going on. That fly Italian guy from SI. And it might be Boost the Asses, but for ratings, it's up Vito's dress. Go ahead and retweet that.
I should probably get Big Vito on one day. A little hot. I should probably get Big Vito on one day and just ask him if he has another hashtag to tweet us. Still tweaking out the thing there. Sorry about the loud noise there. Welcome back to Running the Ropes right here on the Unchained Wrestling Network, the SNS Radio Network, and KJCC 104.1 FM Real Campus Radio. As I'm recording this show, the Lady Jags have defeated the Foothill College, the Foothill Owls, in a very close game of 8-7. Big, big shots made by the teams. A grand slam and a final home run to end the game. And it's one of those endings you couldn't have asked for. So definitely congratulations go out to the San Jose City College Lady Jags softball team and Coach Debbie Hunter-Rooney. Before I leave today and finally end the show, probably a little early, I just wanted to cross over to TNA, and a lot of people, before I do that, I know I said during the break I had more news, so why don't we go ahead and go to the news, back to where we were, because there's a lot of craziness going on right now on, over on the wrestling site. So let me go ahead and head back to headlocks2headlines.com, the official news source of Running the Ropes right here on the SNS network and all the other affiliates. WWE posted on WWE.com coming to the official release of Sin Cara. It reads, quote, WWE has come to terms on the release of Luis Ignacio Uribe El Verde, effective on March 26, 2014. We wish Luis the best of luck in his future endeavors. Luis was the person under the Sin Cara mask and is now being played by Unico. Now, good for him. But see, here's the problem I'm seeing, and I'm sure Frostgun would understand. I don't know if you're supposed to be telling people the real name and people saying Sin Cara, especially if you know that Sin Cara was big in Mexico as Místico. So I think saying the real name of the original Sin Cara, knowing damn well who Sin Cara is, I think that's a big no-no in Lucha Libre. Of course, I'm not sure. So, according to Wrestling Observer Newsletter with Dave Meltzer, there had been a lot of talk about Christian's active in-ring career and coming to an end. He talked several months ago that when Christian's contract expires, he probably would retire because he was 40, had been getting injured, and creative had no real plans for him. Of course, to that, when I'm thinking about that, it just shows me that they've never had really anything planned for him for a long time. I mean, you put him in these some of these storylines and all that, but what sucks about what I feel bad with Christian about is that he always played like second fiddle to Edge, and I mean he's a talent, he's a great talent, and he could go, but I mean he always seemed to play second fiddle to Edge and Chris Jericho when they were rolling and just all this other stuff. It was weird, but anyway, those stories of Christian retiring have resurfaced again this week with the idea that Christian would make a great NXT trainer, which I can agree with. I mean, he's been through the Attitude Era. He's been through all that. So, I mean, awesome. Anyway, let's go ahead and cross over to TNA now. According to PW Insider, TNA officials are worried about Samoa Joe departing the company when his contract expires in December of this year. Word going around is that Jeff Jarrett has interest in bringing Joe to his new company. There's been talk that within TNA that officials realize they need to keep Joe happy because he's made it very well known that he doesn't plan to re-sign if he's not used in a more prominent role. There's a feeling within TNA that guys like Joe could end up having a very viable alternative if the Jeff Jarrett project works out, which I really do hope it does. I think people want Jeff, like, the wrestlers in TNA, from Joe to Magnus to a lot of people, I'm pretty sure they want Jeff Jarrett. They want to see Jeff Jarrett. Everyone, I think I mentioned this earlier, they're rooting for Jeff Jarrett's project to start, to get off the ground and to keep going. So, it makes sense. According to PW Insider, Alberto Del Rio has been in the doghouse recently and his botched enziguri in the Fatal 4-Way on Raw did not go unnoticed backstage. Del Rio, quote from PW Insider, quote, took a lot of grief after the match. A source noted it's little things like this that aren't exactly helping Del Rio's cause. So maybe, I mean, in the doghouse, maybe not, but it just doesn't, whatever it happens, it doesn't help. So according to Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Rob Van Dam is scheduled to return to WWE on April the 7th, Raw, the night after WrestleMania 30, for a several-month run. So, maybe we'll see, you know, something big from that. Of course, Rob Van Dam's been on a bit of a... He's been on a hiatus, I guess, as of late, so... But, yeah. Anyway, that's the news brought to you by HeadlocksToHeadlines.com, the official news source of Running the Ropes. So, TNA, and see, what I love about wrestling outside of WWE is that it's still a frenzy. It's still a feeding frenzy for who's going to end up where, what's going on, what's going to happen, where's this stuff going to end up. And when you think about it, look at this whole thing with Jeff Jarrett starting up. TNA has a major, major problem if TNA guys start going to Jeff Jarrett. Former TNA guys start going to Jeff Jarrett. AJ Styles. Kurt Angle, when his thing expires, more than likely I could see him going over there. God, there's like a plethora of new people. I could see Alex Shelley coming back and working with Jeff Jarrett. You know, good God. Chris Sabin, bring back the Motor City Machine Guns and have him work for Jeff. I mean, it just makes sense. That whole thing just makes total sense. I think Dixie Carter needs to, I mean, granted, Dixie Carter doesn't make a lot of good decisions. Let's just admit that right now. Not a lot. And with everything going on backstage, I mean, it just hurts everything when your people are, when your guys are just back and forth on whether they want to stay or go, and yet their former boss, Jeff Jarrett, is starting up a new promotion on his own and getting that off the ground again. It'd be like another kind of surge in that. And don't get me wrong, Jeff Jarrett made TNA. So, and I've said a lot of people in the company are outwardly rooting for Jeff Jarrett, not just because of the belief that it opens up more jobs in the business. You know, it's a safety net. And I'm stealing this from the article that Wrestling Observer Newsletter posted. I mean, the entire hand. I mean, look at the Wolves. And I agree with what it says here. Just the entire handling of the Wolves has been brought up. I mean, you bring them in on these great, on a great, you know, sort of introduction, and yet you just kill everything because you give the, they already had a storyline that made Richards look bad as a face, which I could see that. You give them a, I mean, and they had a title run for 1 week. 1 freaking week, and then you have them lose them. Lose them. Why? But we don't know what, I mean, at the same time though, I just don't see TNA surviving. If Jeff Jarrett's thing gets off the ground and more people turn to CMT or wherever it's going to end up, it's very bad for everyone in TNA. Because now you're going to see contracts expire and guys are going to leave and TNA is gone. Guaranteed. I honestly, with Jeff Jarrett starting this up and getting a TV deal, I can see this happening. But anyway, that's going to do it. You can always catch me on Facebook at... Oh, it's a little loud. You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/runningtheropes.radio. Running the ropes at yahoo.com for the email, and always on the SNS Radio Network. So keep on trucking. Also, Running the Ropes is going to be on a live feed. Is on the live feed for the rebroadcast every Thursday. So check that out. And always, just, you know, keep it going. So, anyways, my name is Brian Maverick Bertrand, and I'll see you later, everybody.
This has been a presentation of Running the Ropes, the official podcast of the Unchained Wrestling Network, and brought to you by the SNS Radio Network. The views expressed in this program are that of the panel and not of the networks or their affiliates.